For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. The first China-Arab States Expo, a key platform to promote the relationship between China and the Arab states, has kicked off in northwest China's Ningxia Hui Autonomous Region. More than 7,300 domestic and overseas officials, exhibitors, purchasers, and investors from Jordan, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Syria, Kuwait, and other countries have been attracted to the fair. With the theme of globally oriented China-Arab states cooperation and an aim of carrying forward friendship, cooperation, and common development, the event will feature trade fairs and seminars on agriculture, energy, finance, culture, education, and tourism. Ningxia is home to more than 10% of China's 20 million Muslims. 16 people, including 11 students, have been confirmed dead in a road accident in southwest China's Sichuan province on Sunday. Local authorities say the accident, which happened in a village in Chuxian County, was due to a passenger bus colliding with a heavy-duty truck. The bus, which had 24 people aboard, plunged into a 3-meter-deep riverbed. 4, including a student, are in serious condition. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has now received a report of the UN fact-finding group on the alleged use of chemical weapons in Syria. UN spokesman Martin Nasirki says he will brief the UN Security Council on the findings Monday morning. Meanwhile, Syria's information minister Omran al-Zoubi has stressed his country's commitment to the Russian-US deal to ensure stripping Syria's chemical arsenal. Al-Zoubi said Syria will commit itself to the deal once it is endorsed by the UN. He added that his government has started preparing the weapons count list. 48 people have died following a wave of car bomb attacks across Iraq over the weekend. 4 separate bombs ripped through the towns of Hafria and Suwayra, south of Baghdad, on Sunday. The attacks are part of a day of violence targeting Shiite-majority cities in the center and south of the country. The attacks continue a surge in bloodshed that has engulfed the country for months. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the blasts, which targeted commercial areas and parking lots in 7 cities. In the past, such attacks have been carried out by al-Qaeda's local branch, known as the Islamic State of Iraq, to undermine confidence in the Shiite-led government. A man has been found dead on a flyover in the Cambodian capital, Phnom Penh, after clashes between police and opposition protesters. The clashes took place at the flyover after protesters, rallying against July's election results, tried to break through the police barricades. Police fired tear gas to disperse the hundreds of protesters. The cause of the man's death has yet to be identified. U.S. President Barack Obama has accepted Lawrence Summers' withdrawal of his candidacy in the running to be the Federal Reserve's next chairman. A former aide to President Obama, Summers was tipped to become the Fed's next chair. He also once served as Treasury Secretary under President Bill Clinton. Wall Street Journal is reporting Summers' words that he could not serve the interests of the country's central bank or its economic recovery. U.S. President Barack Obama says he won't negotiate with his Republican rivals on raising the country's debt ceiling. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew told Congress last month the federal government will reach its debt ceiling of $16.7 trillion U.S. dollars by mid-October. This means Congress needs to raise the government's borrowing authority. However, Republican lawmakers insist an increase should be in line with spending cuts, threatening a government shutdown. Democrats and Republicans are yet to agree on the government's budget plan for the 2014 fiscal year, which begins on October 1st. China's investment in exploration of oil and gas resources is expected to stand at 80 billion yuan, or 13 billion U.S. dollars, in 2013, according to the Ministry of Land and Resources. Such investment has risen steadily in China over the past years as the country moves to reduce dependence on imports and ensure security of energy supply. South China's Guangdong province is establishing organ procurement organizations, or OPO, and is to publish names of those organizations and their services before October. Local health authorities say 80 medical personnel will receive training and become coordinators working at the newly established OPOs. A local health official says as Guangdong has a large demand for organ transplants, the province will create several OPOs. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Cavigli.